Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, we back,
and a Mr. Van Morrison this morning when God shines his light, hallelujah, on you, hallelujah. He healed the sick, he healed the lame, and said we can heal them too in Jesus' name, hallelujah. We're grateful this morning unto Almighty God for another Tuesday morning. He blessed us to come to this week and start it off and keeping us going. And you know, sometimes so many things will come at you at one time. But when the enemy come in like a flood, it's God who will raise a standard for us. And many times people are going through things, so they need to hear, you know, what they're going through. And sometimes you can explain that thing to them. And sometimes it's according to what the word said. Well, most times it is. It's according to what the word said that the believer would go through, the people of God, the saints of God will go through. And that's why he said, listen, remember this? When the enemy come in with all these different things at one time, I will raise a standard for you. Trust me. Keep faith in me. Keep going. Keep believing my word. And you're going to be all right. Today, I tell you, I felt, for the last few days, I felt a little kind of funny. I'm going to call it that. And, you know, I'm sitting talking to the Lord and telling him, you know, what I'm feeling and how I'm feeling. And, you know, he'll send the word. And he's the word to heal us. Hallelujah. And that word will heal us every time. And no matter what I'm facing, no matter what I'm going through, I have to look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Without him, I can do nothing. And Lord, if you are allowing this, strengthen me to go through it in you. Strengthen me to go through it, believe in you. Strengthen me to go through it according to what your word said. Because you made great and precious promises according to your word to me. And I'm going to hold on to your promises. Hallelujah. Dear God, you turn it around until you fix it. Because I can't do anything with it but trust you. Yeah. So much coming my way at one time. And then the enemy called me and told me some stuff. Hey, but greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. The songwriter said he had some good days. He had some bad days. He had some hills to climb. Yeah. He had some weary days and some sleepless nights even. But when he looked around and he began to think things over, all of his good days outweighed his bad days. That way he wouldn't complain. And I'm not complaining this morning. I'm just sharing with you what the enemy will do and what we have to do when the enemy come in like a flood. We have to pray. We have to press our way. And remember, God will raise a standard for us. And one way the enemy try to bring me down is with money. Yeah. Daughter in the hospital, computer acting up, yeah, and so much more. Oh, I could give you a list of things. But again, great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. So no matter what the enemy bring, no matter what this life bring, I'm looking to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help, again, it comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth and made me. Yeah, the earth is his, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. He made me for his pleasure. Yeah, and he said, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I'm getting to experience that right now. Hallelujah. The weapons have been formed, all but glory to his name. They won't prosper. Can't get any bigger, can't go anywhere. Ah, glory to you, God. Yeah, because of what he said. I'm yet victorious. Hallelujah. I'm yet the head and not the tail. I'm yet above and not beneath. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Oh, yeah. So I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. And, you know, we have to talk to ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves. Because many times there's no one around to encourage you. There's no preacher, you know. There's no choir singing the songs of inspiration. there's no deacon board praying for you. So you have to encourage yourself. You have to pray for yourself. You have to get in the word for yourself. You have to stand on the word for yourself. And after standing, you're going to stand some more, because his word is going to do what he set out for it to do. Yeah. Again, he said he sent his word, and his word healed me. Hallelujah. I'm here today in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Because there's so much, you know, coming in. Knee acting a donkey, the other knee acting a donkey. Yeah, this, that, and the other. But all of this is coming because of the great blessing that's coming my way. Oh, there's some great things coming. Suddenly, there's mighty things coming my way. I just have to endure these trials. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Oh, joy is coming. You ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah. It's on the way. Thank you, Jesus. We want to be in prayer for those down in Texas and Mississippi and Louisiana, you know, all of those places, because they're expecting a hurricane down in there, one called Nicholas. And, yeah, Brother Lou, I understand about all of that. It's that aging thing. Foot, hip, knee. Yeah, all of the arm might hurt, elbow might hurt, the arthritis may set in, but yet greater is he that lives within us than he that is in the world. Yeah, we keep right on going the best that we can. Yeah, until he heal, until he deliver us. And so we're grateful. So yeah, y'all keep Texas and Louisiana and all those places lifted in prayer. Yeah, that God will spare them. And we're thankful unto him. So we may, you know, get the rain off of it and things like that. We pray it don't come through our area, you know. And when it comes through their area, that God would turn it around. And he won't allow it to come their way even. You know, they may get a little rain off of it, but nothing tragic, nothing tragic. This morning we're going to talk about turn on a God-fear life. Turn on a God-fear life. Yeah, and we're going to talk about how to turn it on and that kind of thing. But we're going to prayer. And after prayer, we're going to one more song. And then we're coming back with scripture of the day. And then we'll talk about turn on a God-fear life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for being on our side today in spite of us. Father, we thank you this morning for looking beyond our fault and yet meeting our needs. We thank you this morning that you won't leave us nor forsake us. You'll be with us until the end. And Father, if you sent your son to suffer, to bleed, hang, and die, conquer all and rise with all power, you're yet that same God who's able to do it for us. We come this morning thanking you for another Tuesday morning. We thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. Thank you for being clothed in our right mind. Thank you for the use and activities of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, again, that you're on our side today. And if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. We thank you this morning that we can cast our cares upon you, for you careth for us. And Father, we want to be God-fear people. We want to be your people demonstrating you in our daily life, God. We want to show the world that we're for you and you're for us. And no matter what come our way, we're yet holding up the blood-stained banner. The songwriter said it, Father, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And Father, we know there are crosses for us. We ask this morning that you would strengthen us to pick up our cross and follow you. We ask you this morning, Father, to let this mind be in us that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. We ask this morning, Father, that you would let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. We need you today. Without you, we can't make it. For without you, we can do nothing. And, Father, we're calling on you this morning to help us to bear these burdens and to show your light to the world. We are the candle that sit on the hill that can't be hid. And Father, let us demonstrate this to the world. Don't let us talk about it, but Father, let us be about it. And God, don't let us have a form of godliness and deny your power. But Father, let us walk in your spirit, that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh, but that, God, we would demonstrate you everywhere that we go, in every conversation, God. Let us be truthful in what we say. And Lord, help us to pray for those who have not gotten there yet, because many have not gotten there, and many have a form of godliness, but Father, they deny your power. And we ask this morning that you would help us to help those that are carrying his burdens. Help us, God, to encourage your people in you and not put our lips on them, but Father, help us that we would be the light that shines to lead them all the way to you, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that once they get there, you would show them how to stay, and that you would make it plain unto them, and they would have willing hearts to stay with you, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning that we can come boldly before the throne of grace and make our petition known unto you, Almighty God, who have all power. There's no higher power today. Oh, Almighty God, Jehovah, His Majesty, all we thank you this morning, our Master, our Lord and Savior. We're grateful unto you for hearing us today. We're grateful unto you for answering our prayers. We appreciate you this morning, and we love you today. But Father, it was you who first loved us. We come this morning bringing every caller and every listener before you, every family member, every friend, those that are near and far. And Father, we ask today that you would bless, and that you would open doors, and that you would make ways, and that, God, you would heal today. Father, we ask that you would heal our minds and regulate our hearts. Regulate our hearts and regulate our minds and heal our hearts today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask today, Father, that you would stir up the gifts in us. You do it for us and remind us that the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. Father, we ask this morning those that stand in the need of whatever you would move for them today. For what you give, it won't add sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we ask. And Father, we ask this morning that you would bless those that are incarcerated, those that are in every branch of the military. Father, bless this morning our brothers and sisters overseas. And God, we ask today that, Lord, you would bless widowers and bereaved families and intercessory prayer people. Father, preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem this morning. Father, remember America today and forgive us, Lord, for all our sins and wrongdoings as Americans, our wrong thoughts, our wrong feelings, God. In the name of Jesus, anything that's not of you, we ask this morning that you would forgive us and help us to come back to you with our whole heart. For God, you made us for your pleasure. And Lord, help us to get a heart and a mind to please you. Help us to do what's pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We don't want to walk in our flesh. We don't want to please our flesh, but we want to please you. And Lord, help us. Help us today to be your people. You set us free. And God, we want to remain free in you. We don't want to allow the enemy to come back in, God, and bring this and bring that and bring us back to bondage. But Father, help us to remain free in you today. Free to praise you. Free to pray. Free to quote your word. Free to study your word. Free to share with others. Inspire and encourage others today. Lord, help us not to be selfish and just let it be all about us. But Father, help us to remember you wish that none should perish, and help us to spread the good news today in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here this morning. Feed us, Father, until we want no more. God, don't let a word fall on stony ground. Don't let the weeds choke nothing out. But God, let your people be filled with your word. Oh, we thank you this morning. Filled to the rim that we can obey what you said in your word. Give us understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. And Father, don't let us fall on what man is talking about. But we ask that you would speak to your people. You would teach your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. Oof. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. Have your way here this morning. Move by your spirit, Father, for the sake of your people We need you today like never before. And Father, we bring those that are in the hospitals and everywhere that's sick. God, those that has taken this COVID, this vaccine, and still contracted this thing. And God, you know what it is, where it's coming from, and why. And Lord, we ask that you would keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. And if it be your will today, Father, we ask that you would take this thing out the land. And that, God, yet you would shake your people and remind them, saved and unsaved, I remove this thing to bless you. And if you're not going to bless me back, worse will come. In the name of Jesus, help us today, oh God. Help us today. For many don't believe, many don't care, many walking in their flesh and refuse to turn to you. But Lord, you know what to do. And God, we trust you this morning. And all that you allow, we trust you today. And we ask that you would strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. We give you honor and praise. And Father, we ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The songwriter said, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, yeah, I'm so glad. Jesus lifted me. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. Oh, yeah. Because see, some days he coming. He coming. And we feel down. We feel bound. We feel the pressure of it. Not that we believe anything greater going to happen, but we feel in this thing. And we want to be lifted. We want God to lift us up. Oh, yeah, Brother Mike. We be lifting in this hour unto Almighty God, that he's got the power to lift us anywhere we need to be. In him. Even as I was singing, he was reminding me his word hold true. Even as I was singing, you're going to believe my word? You're going to stand on my word? Yeah, because my word is going to fulfill my promises. And I'm grateful unto him. Hallelujah. You remember that in your early Sunday school years, bro? Brother Louis. Yes, sir. I'm so glad it was Jesus that lifted me. Nothing else could do it. He was the one who had to lift me. And I'm thankful today. And his word will lift us. Prayer will lift us. Yeah. Speaking his word out into the atmosphere will lift us. Because faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. The more you hear it and believe it, the more you hear it, believe it, the more you hear it, believe it. You'll find yourself walking in it. Proverbs 3. Verses 5-7, that thing has gotten me through many days. I'm to my many years of days because I trust in him with my whole heart. Oh, I feel all right there. Hey. And I lean not to my own understanding. Hey, glory. But in all my ways, I acknowledge him. I got to pray before I make a move. He's going to direct my path. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do about this situation. So I'm talking to you about it, Lord, because I don't know, but I need you to lead and guide me to the right path, not for my name's sake, but for yours. Yeah, because anything God put his name on, let me tell you, it's going to fulfill. And I want each of you to know that suddenly your blessing is coming. It looked like nothing is happening. It looked like God is not moving. It looked like it could be different than what I'm expecting, but suddenly what you're expecting is coming. I want you to hear me today. Oh, glory. I want you to hear me today. Suddenly this thing is coming. Things you've been waiting on, things you've been praying about, things you've been trusting God for. suddenly this thing is going to take over. Just be ready here. Get yourself ready. Somebody say, Lord, I want some money suddenly. Somebody going to go to the mailbox. The money is there. The check is in the mail. Somebody going to receive from over on Cash App. Somebody may get it through PayPal. Somebody may open a bank account and see where back money been deposited into your account. The bank say they owed you some back money. This one said they, and they already had your banking information, so they just went on and did it. Somebody was sick and suddenly you're healed. You wasn't able to do what you've been doing, but suddenly now you're able to do what it is that you want to do. You may want to mow your own lawn. You may want to wash your own car. You may want to vacuum your, but you just haven't been able to do it because you had some ailments. Suddenly, your healing is coming. We got to trust God today and pray because he's not going to leave us here. He said this year he was blessing us. He was blessing us throughout this year. This year is not gone. Yeah, we talked about what's happening next year, but this same year, God is blessing his people. As I begin to even sing that song, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Sang it, glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. God lifted me. Hallelujah. So listen, even with that right there, we can know this. He's going to lift us. Yeah. He's going to lift us. He's going to put us in the place where we need to be. Can we trust him? Can we believe? Can we just keep the faith and rock right there? Some sisters and I, different sisters and I, we believing on different things. What different things? And how about God to send you some encouragement? He haven't fulfilled the whole promise yet, but he sent us enough encouragement that we know he's going to do it. I'm giving you this morning. Rita, I'm going to give you 30. Sion, I'm going to give you 30 to encourage you so that you, Jerry, I'm going to give you this little bit right here so that you'll know I haven't forgotten you and it's coming. I have greater for you. And the way he sent it, the way it happened, sometimes we like, why? No, I'm not a why person. I'm not a why person with God. I'm a thank you person. I don't need to know why he did it. I know he did it, and I'm grateful unto him. Why? That's for the world. For great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. He loved me. He so loved me, he sent his only begotten son. So now you're trying to tell me he won't give me some unexpected money? He won't send an unexpected blessing my way. I wasn't looking for this. I never expected this, but I need this. And I want it. God sent it. You're trying to tell me he won't give you a house. He won't give you a car. He won't give you a better paying job. Is that what you're trying to tell me? He won't heal your body? Is that what you're trying to say to me? When he's got all power. When he made the heavens and the earth and made you too. He got ways we never heard of, for our eyes have not seen. Our ears have not heard, neither have it entered into our heart the things that God has. The ways that God can move, we never considered that. We never thought of that. Andrea Spinner and I, we talk about it. Because some days it's like we're trying to figure it out. We let it go now, but maybe he going to break. Well, now you know it could come. We don't know which way it's coming. We just talking. We just talking, doing human talk. Because the way he moved, we never saw that. We could never imagine that. We don't have the ability because our eyes have never seen it. Our ears have never heard, and it never entered our heart. We don't know. So we just have to continue to trust Almighty God. I feel all right there. Huh? Suddenly, watch what I tell you now. Watch. Suddenly these things going to come for you. Yeah. And some people don't call me screaming and hollering on the phone. It'll make me a little nervous. Just when you calm down, that's when you call me and tell me what done happened for you. Don't scream and yell on the phone like that. It'll upset me a little bit, you know? Yeah. But suddenly, watch, suddenly, watch, suddenly, watch, suddenly. It's coming your way. It's coming for you. And even, again, that's what I was intending to say. While I was singing that song, I could see and suddenly. I could see suddenly. Yeah. While I was singing that song, I could see the blessings of the Lord moving and moving for us. And because you're here, I know a lot of people say, oh, well, she's so arrogant. No, ma'am, and no, sir. Arrogant is not a word. It shouldn't even be in my vocabulary. Listen, I speak these things because of Almighty God who have all the power. Yeah, it's in him, not me. I can't do nothing for you. I can pray for you, encourage you, but it's God that's got to move. It's God that's got to come to O'Keller, and he a Louie. He a Sherry. Glory to you, God. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for doors opening right now. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, it's him that's got to go to the Tampa area and take care of Reed and Kyle and those down there. It's him. It's him that's got to go over to Jerry's and heal her and send us a financial blessing. It's him. It's him that's got to go to Philadelphia and take care of Samo. It's him. It's not me. It's him that's going to turn all of this around for Simone. It's him. I'm in Florida. I can't do it. It's him that's going to heal Frank. It's him that's going to open doors and turn things around and put things in the right perspective that Willie wanted. And Willie let it go because he whatever state he's going to be in, he's going to be content. It's him that's going to go and take care of Dorothy. Everything. Woo! Look at here this morning. Suddenly it's happening. Get yourself prepared if you can. I don't know if you can. But how I would get prepared is by telling him, thank you. Every time I think on it, I would say, suddenly, Lord, I thank you for your suddenly. Because see, his kind of suddenly is different from any other suddenly you will get. His suddenly comes with what your eyes haven't seen and what your ears haven't heard and what haven't entered your heart. His suddenly comes that way. I feel like running right now. Hey, yeah, yeah. Hey, my shot. Hey, glory, glory. Hallelujah. His suddenly, because we've been waiting. His suddenly, because we've been sick. His suddenly, there have been aches and pains. But his suddenly going to take care of it all. It's going to remove some things away from. He made us. He know all about it. They used to sing a song that says, my arm bone is connected to my elbow, and my elbow connected to my wrist, and my wrist connected to my hands connected to my fingers. It talked about the knee bone connected to the leg bone, and the leg bone connected to the ankle bone, and the ankle bone connected to the foot bone. Won't you hear the word of the Lord? Suddenly. If you begin to pray and just begin to tell him, thank you. Pray for somebody else today. I got a name for you. Pray for Dottie. Intercessors, y'all pray for Dottie. Begin to pray for somebody else's family. Begin to pray for somebody else that want what you want. Let me tell you, I wanted some stuff. And I made my petition known unto God. I got up and went on to help other people. But I began to pray for them who wanted what I wanted. Who wanted what I want? Who wanted a car? Who wanted a house? Who wanted a job? Who wanted to work in ministry? Who needed to show their children more love? Who children needed to show them more love? I began to pray for these things for other people, not for me. Because I had already made my petition known unto him. And I went on to help where I could. And guess what he did? He began to bless those people. People that followed Freedom Doors Ministries all the way from 2004, 2003. Those people were being blessed. Those people was getting brand new SUVs and houses and money and jewelry. Oh, they was just blessed. I was riding my 1998 Ford Contour living in the project. I had to go and buy cheap furniture. Yeah. But I kept keeping on, you hear me? I didn't look at that and say, you giving them and not giving me nothing. I'm the one that's obeying you in ministry. Yeah. At all of my appointed time, I got to wait till my change comes. I had to wait on him. And what he did for me, he did. For me now, he did more for me than he did for them in the end. When he got through, I had to wait for him to get through. He wasn't through yet. He wanted to see if whatever state I was in, if I was going to be content. See, this is what he sent me to do. I'm not really a preacher. I'm an evangelist. But he sent me as a great encourager. That's really what I am. He sent me to remind you who he is, what he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he will do. That's what he sent me for. You will hear me give testimony after testimony after I got to talk about it. Some people can't give testimonies because in their testimony, they have messed up so bad. And when they testify, it take them back. And they still haven't forgiven themselves. But I can tell you my testimony. I can tell you all about it, where I was, how he brought me, when he brought me, the way. I can tell you all of it and never feel no way tired about it. Why? He forgave me. And I learned to forgive myself. And in the midst of all of this, this is yet his word. And I'm going to tell you why it's his word. It's what he done. It's the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so is God, because they're one. I know folk don't understand it. I'm Barbara Mack, I'm Barbara Pittman, I'm Barbara Jean, but I'm yet Barbara, just one. Jesus and his Father, they're one. So when you hear me testifying, I'm talking about the word of God, what he's done. His word said he would do it, and that's what he did. His word hold true. He delivered me. I was in bondage. He sent his word. He sent his son. All of this set me free. Faith caused me to be set free. Trust in him caused me to be set free. I no longer have to do what I used to do. I don't have to have a shot of crown for no reason. No reason. I don't need a shot. I don't have to have wine with dinner. I don't have to have wine to relax. I don't have to have a glass of wine and watch TV. I don't have to have any of that. Why is that, Barbara? Greater is he that live within me than he that is in the world. I can sing a song, and it'll do what wine or Crown Royal would never do. I could turn on YouTube and watch the scriptures. I can listen to the scriptures. And it'll do what crown and wine and any other drink or marijuana or anything else would never do. Some women, they hooked on men. It's their addiction. When he set me free, when he delivered me from everything. He's the only addiction I got, and he's the only addiction I want. I'm addicted to him. I can't make it without. I got to have him. I got every hour of the day, every second of the day that I remember, I got to have him. I don't have to have nothing else, but him, I got to have his word. Again, this morning, he sent his word to heal me. Yeah. You come talking about that word, we about to have a conversation. We about to talk for a while. You got a testimony, you come testify. Oh, yeah, we finna talk for a minute. Because we're talking about the things of God. We're not talking about who got foreclosure, who lost their job, and who. We ain't got time for that. Whatever we talk about afterwards, we're going to pray about it. I hear about it, I'm gonna pray about it. Just give me a second. Don't let me get to myself in that closet, because I'm gonna tell God all about it. Lord, you saved them. You brought them from where they was. And Lord, they stuck. They don't know how to go further. But I need you to go back to them, God, and move them in the place where they should be. Because that's the world they come from, and they don't know no better. But God, I know you're able to give wisdom. Help these your people today in the name of Jesus. And let me tell you something, he'll come in and do it. The next time you hear from them, they're talking all kind of different. I'm a living witness. He did it for me. He did it for me, and he's no respecter of persons. But this morning, I want you to remember suddenly. And the main thing I want you to do is begin to praise God for your suddenly here, because he's moving for you. Look like nothing is going on, nothing is happening. Yeah, he's moving. And you're about to see the whole plan. He told Moses, stand still. Don't do nothing else, Moses. Just watch this, what I got for you. Just watch this. Open up that Red Sea. Moses and Israel went on through the Red Sea when Pharaoh and them thought they was coming over there to do something with their bad self. He closed the sea up on. Stand still and know that I am God. You're not God. Even our righteousness before him is as filthy rags. There's no really good thing in us unless he saved us and gave us his spirit. That's the only good thing that's remaining in us. Other than that, the flesh is a fool. The flesh is an idiot. Yeah, it is. Because it's deceitful and it will trick us. Yes, it will. But this morning we want to lean on his everlasting arm. It'll never fail us. His arms won't get tired. They won't give out. They're going to stand strong every time. He's going to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, or danger. He's going to lose his protecting angels. He's going to lose his angels to keep us safe. Those that need money, he'll send the angels to go get your money and bring it to you so you don't have to go after nothing. You don't even have to go to the bank, because it'll be on your debit card. Yee-yee. Hallelujah. Look at it. You don't have to call around here, have somebody to talk to the boss and tell them about somebody they know that's a good person and honest. And you get a phone call from a job. Don't tell me what he won't do. Don't tell me what he can't do. The songwriter said, you can't tell me about him. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him for myself. Lord, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not studying your word enough. I'm not giving more time to prayer and your word like I should. I need more of that time. I need to spend more time with you. Father, open the door and make a way that I get to speak. Give me the spirit of Bible study, personal Bible study. Give me the spirit of personal prayer life. And watch what he does. All of a sudden, you just enjoying the word. You used to didn't have but an hour. Now you got 5 hours. God is able. Because if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all these things will be added. But see, what you're doing first, you're seeking him. You're seeking his kingdom. You're seeking his righteousness. You're seeking the right things to do. You're seeking his word. You're seeking his face in prayer. Stay right there here. Stay right there and watch what happens. Suddenly. The loan company said it couldn't do it, but all of a sudden, here come the loan. The mortgage company said it was next to impossible, but all of a sudden, they approved you. They said you didn't qualify for this kind of job. You didn't have enough experience. All of a sudden, they found a way. Suddenly. And a God-filled life will cause all of this to happen for you. A God-filled daily life will cause all of this to happen for you. Listen, I didn't get things overnight. Everything I got, I didn't get it overnight. Even a bank account. I didn't get a check in overnight. I went to prison for check writing. Suddenly. huh? When he moved, took the desire to do anything wrong at the bank, anything wrong with a check, anything illegal for the bank, he removed that. He took all of that, even the thought of that. If I know I don't have money in the bank, you couldn't pay me to write a check. What? And there's no funds to cover it? I don't do all of that. Not because of prison, but because it's right to do right. I don't have those old desires. For if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Yeah, I don't have a mind to do what they call cheat the system. I don't have a mind to fool around with food stamps and I shouldn't be getting. That's not me. Whatever is due, that's legal for me, that's what I desire. None of this other stuff out here. Because he gave me a new mind, gave me a new heart, cleaned me up, fixed me, made me whole. Hallelujah. See, before I was a partial piece, in pieces. Hey, but when he come in, he made me whole. Then his word come to remind me, excuse me, be ye holy for I am holy. Now that's what his word said. Not my word, but his. You often hear me say you can't hold it against me because I wasn't even there when God inspired man to write it, but I know it to be the truth. I believe it. But that's what I believe. Hallelujah. Anybody feel all right today? Anybody feel all right about God? Anybody feel like you love him this morning? He's on your side today in spite of you. Anybody feel like he looks beyond our fault and yet meet our needs? Because he does. Yeah. Every day he do it. Every single day he looks beyond us. Because all we really deserve is death. But his love for us. His grace and his mercy abound for us. It's sufficient for us. Hallelujah. And so we thank him this morning. Listen, we're going to one more song. And when we come back, we're coming back with our morning scripture reading. And after that, we are going to talk about that God be alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I started out working on the building a long, long time ago. I turned around in a world of sin. I didn't work on the building anymore. I was lost in the heart of the wilderness. I was standing at the crossing of the road. I heard a voice speak soft and low, telling me which way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I wandered here, I wandered there. Months and years had passed. I had plenty of friends all the time. The life I lived was fast. When trouble came around me, all of my friends were gone. But I heard the same voice speaking in my ear, telling me to go back home. He said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. You've been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home. I finally did what the voice said. I turned and took my place. I worked in back, singing in the choir, God's amazing grace. I know Jesus, he loves me so. And this is how I know. That same voice speaking to me, telling me the way to go. And he said, it's time to go back home, child. It's time to go back home. Been wandering in the wilderness much too long. It's time to go back home.
Been wandering in the wilderness way too long. Time to go back home. Because sometimes we get sidetracked. You know, we go out and do things other than what God would have. So this morning we're talking about turn on a God-filled life. Turn it on. Yeah, you can turn on a God-filled life if you choose to. Because we got other things we got turned on, TV, we got turned on radio, we got turned on CDs, we got turned on DVDs, all types of stuff we turn it on. We turn on the shop, all kind of stuff. But it's time to turn on a God-filled life. I was looking over in Ephesians 3, and Apostle Paul was explaining some things over here, and he was talking about he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. For the Gentile. And if you had heard the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, how that my revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. See, to many, it's a mystery. See, you have to have the Spirit of the Lord to understand. Yeah. Once we receive him, we got to continue to seek after him to understand, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. See, some people don't believe in the Spirit. Yeah. But we need it, because without it, we're not going to make it either. We won't know what's going on. The Spirit leads and guides, yeah, to bring things back to our remembrance. It calls us to walk in truth. The Spirit of God will help our faith deepen. It helps our prayer life. Hallelujah. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. See, because one time it was for the Jews. And God sent Peter down to Joppa. Peter was on the housetop, and God showed him some things. And he sent him on back down there where this guy was who loved people, and he loved helping folks. And he had all his family and friends to come over because God had told him to send for Peter. Peter came and explained, now, God is for all of us. He's given all of us his Spirit, the Gentiles as well as the Jews. Huh? Whereof was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Yeah, God did this for me now. Yeah. And he made me a minister to the gift of the grace of God. Yeah. 8 says, we in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. This is what Paul said. He was less than the least. The least one, he was less than that of all saints. Is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ? The unsearchable riches of Christ. God blessed him here, gave him wisdom, brought him out of a horrible place. Serial killer for Christians, serial killer for believers, serial killer for the saints of God, the people of God. God brought him out. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, the Word. In the beginning, there was a mystery. The Word he brought forth as his Son. And today, Jesus is still the Word of God. He brought forth the Word and made him flesh, and flesh dwelt among men. 10 says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. See, he done explained it to us now. He done gave us the mystery. He done brought the Word to flesh. And we can go to Jesus and be saved. Yeah, he can set us free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I told you. That's his eternal purpose. Yeah. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Jesus even demonstrated faith in the Father. When they didn't believe and they was acting all kind of ways, and he said, listen, I didn't come in myself. I come to do the will of him that sent me. I come to do the will of my Father. These things I'm teaching you is what my Father taught me. These things I'm telling you is what my Father told me. Wherefore, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. I'm suffering. I'm going through. I'm in prison. I'm down here in this dog damp dungeon. But I'm writing, which is going to bring you glory, which is going to bring you to honor God, which is going to make you know, no matter what state I'm in, I can be content. No matter what state I'm in, now unto him who's able, hallelujah, to not only deliver me, but to cause me blameless when I stand before his throne on that great and notable day. 14 says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this, I'm praying, and I'm praying for you, hallelujah, that you'll get an understanding of God and his Son. That you'll get an understanding that he loves you. That you'll get an understanding without holiness, no man of sin. That you'll get an understanding of this. Be ye holy, for I am holy. A godly life. A daily godly life. Walking in the spirit of him that so loves you. 15 says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. See, you're not going to be able to turn on a godly life in the natural. You got to have the spirit of God. It'll even remind you, let me rule and reign. Let me lead and guide you. It'll take you back to the word. It'll remind you what his scripture said, what his word said concerning you. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love, for God is love. Okay? That inner man, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that's that spirit of God that lives in us, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. We believe this. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we believe in this, that we be rooted and grounded in God. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. See, because we're going to have the same mind. Our mind, we want this. We want to let this mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. We're going to think the same way. I'm not going left and you going right. Your thing may be different, but we believe the same thing. It all adds up to the same thing. and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. See, what you know, it go beyond that. But some have, oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. Some have these things, and it's not according to the will or the spirit of God, but it's according to what you know, what you've been taught. This is why you don't build religion. You build a relationship with God. You study the word in through prayer, asking for wisdom for yourself. You have your own faith. You're not going on the faith of the church or the church people or the pastor. You're going on what you got. Because he gave a measure of faith unto you. But you got to believe. With God, nothing is impossible. Why is that, Barbara? He made the heavens and the earth. He made your body. He know what the liver doing. He know what the kidney doing. He know what the heart got going on. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Because remember, light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. But today we comprehend that we got the light of the world. Yeah, and we are the light of the world, because guess what? He's in us, and we're that candle that sit on the hill that can't be hid. We're the ones that hold up the bloodstained banner to let the world know he's alive and well. And if you'll come unto him, he will in no wise cast you out. He'll make you over. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. My goodness. Listen what he's saying. 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us. Do you have some power? Do you have the power of God working in you? Are you allowing God to do what he want to do in you? Because it got to be by his power through faith, because you can't do nothing for you. You can't stop drinking. And if you do, it's only for a season. But when God come in and remove the desire of this thing from you, you no longer desire drink. You no longer, they can drink around you all day long. They can pour a Cavassier, Trone, and anything they want to pour. It don't faze you. Well, at one time, if you smelled it, you had to have it. Some people, they had to wake up with it and went to bed with it at night. You couldn't turn fornication loose. You just had to lay with somebody. But according to the power that worketh in us, we wanted these things to go, they went. But he said, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Exceedingly abundantly above. It go beyond your little mind. It go beyond your little bit that you can do. At the end, and this is what he said, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. The church is never going to stop. Not the real church, not the house of prayer. Not the church of God. Ooh, not the church where Jesus is the head. Christ is the head of the church and died for it. That's us. That church going to be here till he come back. Throughout all ages, world without end. Until the world ends, it will always be the church. We'll always be here. And that building going to be here that you can go up in there and fellowship, worship, pray, and hear his word, and go back out and take it into the world. Go to all nations. Go in the hedges and highways. Preaching, teaching, and encouraging in the gospel. In some cases, we got to compel a man to come in. Now, this is what he said. And I believe it to be the truth, because that's what he did through me. The power of him. It wasn't the power of Barbara. He gave Barbara some power, love, and a sound mind, but he didn't give Barbara all power. All power is in him and through him. And anything we want to do, we need to go to him and ask him. Lord, I want to be more mindful of your word. And Lord, I don't want the new age stuff. I don't want what these people have been tricked and bamboozled and swindled to do. I know you're God of blessings, you're God of miracle, but I'm not coming just for your stuff. I want you, and I want your will to be done in my life. I want to live according to your word daily. I want to turn on a God-filled life. I want the world to see you in me. I don't want to get out here with these new age people and act like I understand, because I don't. I want to continue to go back to the old path and take a look around and stay with you. Because man is tricking folks. The false prophets have come. The false preachers and teachers have come. And that's another thing. Let me tell you about this. This little few here, I call them the faithful few. If we stay with God, we're going to be all right. But if we go outside and get what these other folks think they got, we're going to be lost like they're lost. I've never heard so many strange teachings and all kind of weird stuff. No, I got to stay with him. At 64, I know what real look like. See, some folk don't know what real is because they never experienced it. They knew. And they done switched the buildings around. Because the name God, G-O-D, it sells. The name J-E-S-U-S, that sells. The word Bible, B-I-B-L-E, it sells. The word scripture, S-C-R-I-P-T-U-R-E, it sells. So they're building their own empire, and they're using these names to draw people. And they even teach prosperity in a way where people feel like, if I pay this over here, God going to be pleased and I'm on my way to heaven. No sir and no ma'am. To whom much is given, much is required. Be ye holy, for I am holy. But without holiness, no man shall see God. Now that's what he said. You can hold it against me, but it won't do you no good. I wasn't there when God inspired man to write it, but I tell you, it's true today. I can promise you that. He's not a lying God. Every word of God is pure, and he's a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And this morning, we want him to sanctify us, set us aside through his truth, for his word is truth. Because we're coming out from among them, and we're being separated. He's going to be our God, and we're going to be his people. Don't get caught up in the height of this modern way of church. Don't do it. Go back to the old path and take a look around. Go back to the word of God. If you got to go back to Genesis 1 and bring it on up, go back to Genesis 1 and come on back up and see what God said. Because man is full of tricks today. He'll trick that money out your pocket because that's what he wants. He'll have you being flunkies. You'll run over there to that building for no reason at all because you ain't getting nothing. You're getting a form of godliness, and you don't know nothing else but to deny the power thereof. We want the Holy Ghost. We want the real thing. We want the real things of God. We want his way or no way, because these other ways won't help us. These other ways will not help us. They will not bring us into a place of safety with God because we're leaning and depending and walking in man ways. I seen something about where this person said that godly people shouldn't be drinking. Where they came back, as they call it in the world, they clapped back with, who turned water into wine? Wasn't it Jesus that turned water into wine? He said, be of a sober mind. Drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. And if you got him, you don't even desire wine like that. I mean, every now and then you might drink a little Moscato or what that other thing, Abba Miss, you might feel that way. But you're not getting drunk off of it, and you're not drinking it to drink your worries away, to drink your troubles away. You having this, what I just said, with Moscato, because it's sweet and good, and it go good with dinner. You're not out here drinking because you're trying to escape something. You're not out here drinking because I'm going to relax with me. No, that's not what you're doing. See, because what go in you will come out of you, but you got to be careful. Too much of anything is not good for you. I'm a living witness. I like food. And God don't have nothing against food. But it's when I overdo it, when I become a glut, when I done had a piece of cake and enough to satisfy me, but boy, that cake was good. I'm going to go back and get one more slice. God got a problem. And what I mean, he don't have a physical problem like we think. What I'm saying is he's looking at that and he see where our heart is with being greedy. You had enough to satisfy you, Barbara. You're not supposed to have sugar at all because you done had too much. I've reminded you, but no, you're not going to do it. You're going to just keep going back. I allowed you to have a piece of fried chicken. You can have one piece, but really you shouldn't have any. The grease is not good for you. The batter on it is not good for you, but you just got to have it. Okay, have your one piece and be done. No, I had a leg, but that wing and that thigh looking righteous, I got to try that too. The problem with many things we do too much of it. It's the overdoing that make it bad for us. Brother Mike, stop it, I say stop it. And I know that feeling. Yes, sir. I know that feeling. But and look at Louis. You know Louis going to be on every side fried chicken. Yeah. But we just got to be, we just got to be careful with these things that we're doing. Yeah. We don't want to get drunk. I don't want to go to the club and have drinks with the crew. No. I came out from among them. I've been separated. He sanctified me. He separated me and set me aside unto himself. And I want to walk in the separation. I want to walk in the sanctification of Almighty God. Because sometimes we're converted and that's as far as we go. We get converted from something. We change from doing this. And that's what people do. And I'm raising my hand because I've been converted from eating too much food and then convert right back to eating as much as I want. Whatever I want. And some people like that with God. It's only for a season. But we got to have a well-made up mind to go all the way with him. I'm talking about all the way. I can't stop. These trials done come up. Great trials done come up. Oh, okay, they say my young'un died. Okay, they said I'm finna get a divorce. He want a divorce now. They said my money, what I used to get, they're going to have to shorten it now. They can't give me the full amount. Okay, now the computer, it done broke down. Okay, now my car done broke down. Just coming. But I yet got to hold up. I yet got to stand on his word. It caused me to look back at Job. He lost all the kids, not one, all of them. He had many horses. Back then, that was a form of transportation for them. He lost it all. But he did not give up on God. Though it slay me, I'm yet going to trust you. Why? With God, all things are possible. They tell me he gave Job back everything and gave him double for his trouble. We got to walk in God. We got to stay right there with him. Listen what he said in 13 of Ephesians chapter 3. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Paul went through something. It was no joke. Once God came in and knocked him off that horse and blinded him, he went down there to Ananias and he prayed for him and the scales fell. Paul had to hide. He had to go through some things. Rome was his hometown. He couldn't go back to Rome. I couldn't imagine me not being able to go back to Jacksonville, willing to go over to Jenkins and get me some of that barbecue chicken. What? What you talking about? I couldn't imagine not when I want to go out to Wasabi and eating some of them good vegetables and things. What are you talking about? He couldn't go back to his hometown, yet God sent him back. And the saints of God was like, no, Paul, don't go back there. Now they're going to kill you if you go back there. But God sent me. I got to go. Well, Paul, why don't you come on over here or stay with us? Because they say no Jews are allowed over there. What? Yeah, they put all the Jews out of there. If they catch you over there, now it's a done deal. Paul said, but God sent him. I got to go. Because how many know if he send you, he already got the plan together? You may have to go through a few things, but the end, you're going to come out. When you look back at Joseph, look at him, coat of many colors. He told him what God said. He told him God said he was going to be a ruler over them one day. They got mad, your arrogant self. We got something for you. Send him with us, Dad, and we going and do this and that. They wanted to kill him, literally kill him. But I think it was the oldest brother, Reuben, if I'm not mistaken. One of them boys said, no, let's don't kill him now. Oh, we hate him, but let's don't hate him like that. Threw him in the pit. Slave master come along and made him a slave. Went to Potiphar's house, wife lied on him. Joseph ended up in prison. Do you see all the bad things he went through? Do you see all them trials he went through? But in the end, Joseph forgave and was able to save them ones that threw him down in the pit. Why? It was God's will he went that way. See, we go through some things and it's God's will, but because they feel bad to us and they bad things and they great trials, we say, no, that's the devil. No, that's God allowing it. He's bringing you to a place of queenship or kingdomship. You've been to be a king and a queen over this, that, or in that. They lied on you on the job. They threatened to fire you. They gave you a slip, what they call a write-up. You went home feeling so bad, and they threatened you. But you couldn't stop working because you had to pay them bills. You had a family to take care of, so you went on back. Did the best job that you could. You kept going back, doing the best job that you can. Kept trusting God, going back. Because you knew God for yourself. You know him. You kept leaning and depending on his word. You kept seeking his faith, going on back to that job. Next thing you know, you're no longer a worker. You went from worker to supervisor, from supervisor to manager, from manager to district manager. All while you going, working your way, you yet going through some stuff. They lied on you the first time to say you didn't do this. The next time they lied and say you stole something. Ain't stole a thing. But you had to endure that trial because your trial came to make you stronger. And anybody know when I'm doing the very best that I can and I'm doing what's right, upright before God, I got to continue on. See, because many times the enemy do, it brings stuff in hopes of you giving up, in hopes of you letting go. And hopes of you telling God, well, you didn't give me this and you didn't give me that. I got to go. And if you do that, Satan going to tear you up. Because he already upset with you that you let him go and got with God. He don't like it that you left him. He wanted you to go all the way with him so he could destroy you and hell would be your home. But see, you wouldn't do it. You was like Job, though it slay me, I'm yet going to trust God. And you're understanding through wisdom now all of this stuff coming because what's going to happen for me at the end. See, all of my trials coming, one behind the other things, you know, because what's about to happen suddenly, what God is about to do for me. And if he does nothing, I yet got to stay with him. I yet got to bless his name. I yet got to lift him up. I yet got to help somebody. I yet got to go where he said that. I may not want to go, but I got to go. I don't have a choice in the matter. And if I continue to be obedient unto him, right here on the earth, where my eyes have not seen and my ears have not heard, it haven't entered my heart the things that he got from I'm about to receive. Y'all don't understand this morning. And it may not be all materialistic, which I know it's not. He going to give me better wisdom, a greater wisdom. Oh, look at here. He going to increase me in faith and trust and patience, in love. He's going to give me a better understanding of his word. I'm going to understand my prayer life better than I've understood it ever. I'm going to be able to be there for somebody else. Hey, look at here, look at here, look at here. But I got to continue on until the end. I got to continue on. I can't make a pit stop even because this is what happened. I really don't need a pit stop. Great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I got all I need in me. I just have to stir up the gifts. I just have to stir up the word of God in me. I just have to remember what he said. Not what they said, but what he said. He said I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Now that's what he told me, and I believe it. No matter how it's looking all around me, I believe I'm the head and not the tail. I want to holler right there. I know some things done come up against me. I know my young'un over there in the hospital suffering. But he said no weapon that is formed against me would prosper. And it's all right this morning in Jesus' name. Huh? Trials come to make us strong. Whatever he called you to, whatever he chose you for, keep going. Don't stop. Though it slay you, yet trust God. Trust in him with your whole heart. All of it, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He's going to wreck your path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear him and depart from evil. He's going to make it all right for you. All of it, he's going to, not some of it, I said all of it, God is going to fix. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I got to go to one more song, and I will be right back. But I got to go to this one.
Hello. spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's Miss Quan Woods with the Georgia Mass Scribe. May they wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Happy to know God is a way maker. He's a door opener. He's a fixer. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. He does it all. And so we're grateful unto him this morning. And we thank God. We thank God that he's on our side. Because, see, this is what we got to believe and keep remembering. He can fix anything in the twinkling of an eye. Suddenly. He can do it for us if we'll just believe. Yeah, and remember, our trials come only to make us strong. It's not punishment. Yeah, he's not beating us down. He's not punishing us. Oh, you did that in 19, whatever. No, that's not God. If you came and asked for forgiveness, you've already forgiven. You forgive yourself. And know this, he got you today. He haven't forgotten you. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. We forget, but he does not. And we just got to trust him. Relax. Trust him. Suddenly, your blessing coming. Suddenly, miracles are going to be worked in your life. Tell God this morning. Lord, let me be one of the people you working miracles in their life. God, work miracles for me and my family in the name of Jesus. And go on and get your song and go on and praise him for it. Here, get you a song and stretch out in the praise. And watch how fast that thing comes. Suddenly. Ooh, I like that suddenly word. That means quick. Ooh. Not even seconds. It comes so quick. Because God have the power to do this for us. Yeah. And thankful unto him. Yeah. God bless you, Brother Perry. God bless you. Yeah. And so we're grateful unto him. We appreciate him. We're looking at what his word said. And you know, because look what happened. I'm going over to John, and we call it St. John, because, you know, we have John 1, 2, 3, and 4. But we're going over to St. John right after Matthew, Mark, Luke. There is John. And we're going to read this scripture here, and then I'm going to tell you why we came on over here to John to hear this particular one. All right, that's 16. And 16, like it says, 16 and 16. But let me make sure this is it. Okay, that's not quite the one. Okay, all things that the Father has on mine, therefore said I, that he should take of mine and shall show it unto you. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us a little? Listen, I wanted to say this. I'm trying to find it. I had the scripture and I wrote it down wrong. But many are sad. Many are sad today because that they don't believe God. See, they don't believe the word of God. They don't believe there is a God. Some people believe there is a God, but it's my thing. I just got to do what I want to do. I believe there's a God, but I can't investigate his word or investigate him because I'm too busy pleasing myself. Yeah. And every time I please myself for this, I turn around, I got to please myself for that. So I just can't turn it loose and just give it all to him. Yeah. So look now, and if we remember this, because we got to get a close relationship with him, a strong, build a solid relationship with him. And how we build this is through prayer and through believing his word. Because even the apostles began to ask him stuff. Even the apostles began to go back and forth with, well, who's going to be first in the kingdom? I think one of the mothers come out and said, well, would you let my son be first in the kingdom? That's that flesh. I'm not concerned about being first in the kingdom and he set me up above everybody else and I'm right next to God. I done took Jesus' place. No, I'm looking for some things from him because he said it in his word. I'm expecting those things. because it was said in his word what he would do. I'm expecting the big crown with the emeralds and the diamonds and the rubies and the sapphires and the topaz. I'm expecting that. I'm expecting to walk on streets of gold. I'm expecting to hear the heavenly choir. Before I get there, I'm expecting to hear him say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Come on in, Barbara. I'm expecting to sit at his feet, and he continued to teach me. I'm expecting to sit at his feet, and he'd show me some things I never saw before. But to who gonna be first stand out, I don't think like that. My privilege is it would be a great privilege to make it in. When all my righteousness is as filthy rags before him. When I stand before him, he can count me as blameless. That's what I'm thinking about, because I'm not perfect. I haven't, you know, done all I should, done all I could just yet. He's still working in me and on me. I have to have patience for myself because God is not through with me yet. Now, when he gets through with me, hey, glory, it's going to be all right. When he gets through with me, it's already all right. Yeah. But I got to get there. I got to get there. Yeah. I could have sworn it was John 16:16, because that's what I wrote down. A little while and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples among themselves, what is this that he saith unto us? Now these are followers. These are the disciples. A little while and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while and ye shall see me. And because I go to the Father. Now look, they're not understanding that. And they're right there with him. How much more many of us are going to have some great problems if we don't sell out? Now once we sell out to him 100% and give him our whole heart and make up our mind and stay with him and be holy for he's holy. I mean, seek this thing to become a holy person in God, not because you all of that. And it don't make you better than nobody else. It don't make you condemn others. It don't make you judge others. But it makes you grateful unto him that you got the mind. These are disciples talking like this. Now look. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while and ye shall see me? He knew. And he know us. Tasha Cobb said, he know our name. But he also knows the very intent of our hearts. And he know when we want to be holy. He know when we want to get it right with him. He know when we seeking his face to get it right with him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Suddenly, I said this morning, suddenly, you ain't got to worry about all of that. We understand today, we understand that a little while and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while and ye shall see me. We understand he coming back. He went away to prepare a place for us that where he is, we may be also one day. But he's coming back. That's what he said. So verily I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. See, because we're going to go through some trials. We're going to see some things that we really don't like. We're going to see what they done brought to the school system and how they destroying the minds of the children. We're going to weep and lament. We don't like that. We see how they forcing stuff in the workplace. We see how they made it so you can't talk about God that made the heavens and the earth and them, and we can't even talk about him on the job. It calls us to weep and lament. and the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. That's what he said. A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow because her hours come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into this world. That's true. Ooh, talk to women that had children. They're going to tell you about them labor pains and all of that. But as soon as that baby born and she holds that baby, oh, she done forgot all about all that. She don't even want to talk about that. She don't want to talk about no labor pains, how long it took. She don't want to talk about that. She want to talk about he got 10 toes and 10 fingers and he looked like his daddy. He looked like his grandmama. That's what they want to talk about now. How much formula he's consuming a day or she. Yeah. So look, we're going to travail in this thing. When I see how children being destroyed, it caused me to hurt. When I see how folks can't trust God and they run to get vaccinated, it's caused me to weep. Because I know some things. Now faith is. Are we showing God our faith in him? What are we doing? Yeah. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And that's not just when we go back with him. That's right here on the earth too. God bless you, Sister Rita. Yeah, that's right here on the earth, too. See, because we think it'll endure for the night, but our joy comes in the morning. And your joy may be this afternoon. Your joy may be right after the show. My joy may be tomorrow or the next day. But suddenly, joy gonna come. Yeah, I'm going to go through some things. I'm going to hurt when I see folks divorce and it destroy the children. It destroy the minds of the children. Because, you know, if I could do no more, I'd say married to you. Let's get a house and sleep in separate bedrooms. Let's be silver and let's be friends for the sake of the children. Because if I move out of here or you move out of here, I take the children or you take the children. I got to make visits. I got to send you money and all this foolishness. And the kids don't see me like they should. Let's just go and get a house big enough that you got a bedroom and I got a bedroom. Or we can share the same bedroom, just put two of them twin beds in there. Let the children see we still in the same for the sake of the children. You made the commitment to marry, and it's destroying the children. The kids, they never acted up in school. Straight-A students, here they coming home with D's and F's and E's and whatever they give them negative. Because they are concerned about the parents separating. Children, especially junior high and high school children, they go to school with children whose parents done divorced. And they see how what them children go through. And they don't want to go through that. My parents, I want them to stay together. How many done separated and done moved on with somebody else? You done divorced and moved on with another man. But your children always talking about getting you and my dad back together, getting you and my mom back together. Because it do something to your children, but we so selfish. We won't bear for the sake of, we brought these children into the world. We went to the altar and said, I do with this knucklehead or whoever this is, Miss Manny May, whoever we went with that. Stayed until mine got grown. Yeah. He had to go. Bye-bye. God going to cover them. You did it. I did. But when they got grown, I could divorce. Ain't married since. Yeah. It's serious business. We dip off in it for our feelings. We dip off into this marriage thing for our flesh. Then later on, we learn about ministry. But we done did what we going to do because of what the flesh told us. And then we try to drag God in it with a form of godliness. But you done denied the power thereof of him. You didn't stay married because you were selfish. And think about them children. Thinking about how you feel and what folk gonna say about you. Yeah. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no more, and your joy no man taketh away. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And that day when he come back, you don't have to ask him for nothing. But right now, whatever you need, ask the Father in his name. That's what we're doing now. We're praying to the Father, asking it in Jesus' name. Some days I ask Jesus to take my petition to the Father because I don't know what to pray for. And then the thing I'm praying for, I don't know if this is real or not. So Jesus, would you take this to him? And see, because the Son brought it, that faithful Son, that Son that gave his life up to obey the Father, because he brought it, the Father's going to do it. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full. You got a problem with your past. You got a problem with thoughts. You got a problem with lust. Whatever your problem is, ask and you shall receive it, that your joy might be full. But you're asking for spiritual things now, more so than natural things. You're not asking God to give you somebody else's husband, somebody else's wife. That's not what you're praying for. You're not asking God to give you somebody else's position on the job without promoting them up higher first. We're going to cut that selfishness out. Because you ain't asked nothing in his name. You've just been asking. But now you can ask and you'll receive, that your joy might be full. Ask in his name. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. Because see, he's speaking parables and Proverbs now, because not everybody's going to understand, because not everybody belong to him. He said, you belong to me if you obey me. I just want to get that right there in you. Yeah. Yeah. At that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. Now you got to believe that. I came forth from the Father and am come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proper. They wanted to understand. But God don't give it to everybody. Because he know, even if he explained it to you, you're not going to stay with him. He give it to certain ones. Yeah. So they can understand, because they are going to stay with him. Yeah, hallelujah, Jesus. So we're seeking all these things because we want a God-filled life. We want him to be the God of our life. We want him to lead and guide us into all truth. We want to know his ways. We don't want no other way. We don't want this new wave, new age stuff. No, ma'am, and no, sir. We don't want the ways of man and the teachings of man. We want the ways and the teachings of Almighty God, who have all the power. We want to go back to the old path and take a look around, because God is real, if we will allow him to be real in our lives. Stop making excuses. Stop turning your face away from God. Turn to him. Some things are not going to feel good to you, but they will be good for you. Ask Jesus. You can ask him, how did it feel knowing you had to go to the cross for these folks who were going to do you wrong? And he'll tell you. It did not feel good to me, but I knew it would be good for me, and it pleased the Father. So we got to tell ourselves these trials won't feel good to us, but they will be good for us, and we want to please God by enduring the trial that he sent our way. Prayers in order. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. It's going to make things better and easier for us because God give us the easy way. Yeah. Even in trials, he's right there. The easy. Got to endure because we got to learn. You've often heard me say after each class, there's a test. And at the ending of all the classes, there's one huge test that will prove you've learned all that you were taught. The same thing with God. You're going to go through some heavy trials because you got to know what you're supposed to know. One thing I know is he brought me through this, he'll bring me through that. One thing I know, I go through a lot, but he'll never leave me nor forsake me. I promise you he's right there and he's going to be there until the end. It's just what I'm going to do. Am I going to revert to his word or am I going to revert to my flesh? Am I going to stay in his word or am I going to do what pleases my flesh? Because I should let nothing separate me from the love of God. And see, we use excuses. Oh, you don't understand. He gave me my wife. Boy, bye. She your wife and everybody girlfriend. Boy, bye. Go on from around here. I'm going to stay right to each his own. But I refuse to let anything separate me from the love of God, and we should get that mentality. Lord, whatever it is I got to suffer for, I'm willing because your son suffered for me. But we don't want to suffer through nothing. We want God to do it all, and we just come in on the blessings. We don't want to go through nothing. We just want to come in on the blessings. Just give me the blessings. Yeah, I don't want to go through that. I just want your blessings. I just want the miracles. I just want it to be my way. George West Perry. Yeah, that is true. Your wife is everybody's girlfriend. Yeah, back in the day we had the milkman, but today he might be the lawn man, he whoever delivering something over to the UPS man, the postal man, everybody girlfriend. Yeah, now you talking about what you're not going to do. God trying to bring you out of something and you holding on to it. I just want to stay in misery in my flesh. Don't deliver me from this, Lord. Now you want to tell him this. Don't move my mountain. Just give me the strength to go all around. Are you crazy? Why would I stay in some suffering foolishness that's not unto God, it's unto my flesh? God is doing it because you ask him to. Yeah. You ask him to do it, so he's doing it. But it wasn't his will. He did it to bring you out. He got work for you to do. Listen, he brought me out of that church. Oh, I left, but I couldn't stay away. And I knew he was bringing me out. I'm honest with mine. I had to go back. I went back. He put me out. Oh, I couldn't stay. I just had to go back. The next time he threw me out of there. Now, after he threw me out, oh, I knew not to go back no more. Oh, no, Lord, I'm not going back. That's not for me. Because, see, he had my own. He had a ministry for me. It's okay to help people with their vision, but I'm not leaving you over there forever with their vision. I'm giving you a vision of your own. And I need you to run with your vision. But I love the people. I love the ministry, and I was going to stay right there. When I was in Alabama, I loved the ministry. I loved the people. I wasn't coming back. I was going to stay in Alabama forever and a day. The Lord said, no, you won't. That's not where to work at. I'm sending you back to Florida. Oh, I wanted to weep and cry. Yeah, you can do all of that, but you're going on back. got to Florida, got with another church, this and that, and all, he had already put you out of there. You ain't even got to worry about that. I tried to do some stuff. I tried to even, my son, he loved the pastor, loved the pastor's son. So I'm in Alabama, and he having a fit about the church in Jacksonville. So I called a pastor and was going to give the son to the pastor. And while the pastor talking to me, the Lord said, hang this phone up. And you don't have the right to give him to nobody. I'm giving to me. I made him for my pleasure. Ooh, I hung that phone up and went on down the street. Do y'all hear me? No, I can't do that. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. That's all you got to do. Say amen. Yeah, that means you agree with whatever it is God is saying. Whatever God is doing, you agree. Yeah, and it's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Listen, the studio is open. If there's anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number one and come on in this morning, and we're moving right along in Jesus' name.
Not just for your ears, but also for your spirit. Jesus in the Morning Radio. And you're with Barbara.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a bomb in Gilead. Jesus is the bomb in Gilead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, he heals the sick. He takes the pain away. He opened doors. He make ways where we see no ways. Because he don't just make ways. He is the way. Hallelujah. The truth and the life for us. And we're grateful unto him this morning. We appreciate him. We love him. There's none like him. And we can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God that have all the power. Hallelujah. That's on our side. Yeah. He loves us in spite of. That's why many of us are still here. Look at the world. Look out there now and look at all the stuff the world is doing. Look out there and see how things are going in the world. Look at your TV and see what's on your television. Foolishness and nonsense. Man getting more evil, more wickeder, and more wiser how to do wickedness. But for us, God is a different thing, a different man, I'm going to say, for us. Yeah, he want us to be blessed. He want us to do good. Yeah. He want us to bless others and to love others. And forget about what the world talking about because they talking some foolishness, some nonsense. Yeah. That's what they doing, and that's not who we are. We are the people of God, and we love each other. And his word even said, this is how we will know that the world will know that we are of him for the love we have one for another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I tell you, because sometimes we act like the world, okay, if you support me, I'll support you. You don't support me, I don't have nothing for you over there. I can't come over there and do nothing. All the people I have on my Facebook page, it's a shame. Yeah, I know we could raise the money. Yeah, and you know what? It's sad because nobody want to do nothing to help nobody. But we say we the church folks, and that's what we are too. We're not God people, we the church folks. So that's what church folks do. They give if you give. If you done did something for me, then I owe you, I can do something for you. But I don't even know you, I can't give you nothing. It's a shame. Because I could sell a dinner, I could cook a pot pie and sell or something to raise some money to help whoever's in need. But we caught up into that money thing so bad, and it's the love of money. And I don't care what nobody say. You know folk that love it. By their action, they're not going to give you nothing, not no money. As my daughter said, Mom, not that money, young. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I want to say good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman and Sister Jerry and Sister Rita and Sister Simone and Sister Stenna and Sister Dorothy Goodman again. You way down the list there, Sister Dot, this morning in the studio. And good morning to you, Sister Diane. Good morning to you, Brother Willie Henley. Good morning to you, Brother Frank. God bless you this morning, sir. And my 708 number in the house. Good morning to you, area code 708. And good morning to you, my Nikki. And good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann, Sister Rose Brown, and Sister Melody Rose, Sister Angela in California, Sister Laura, and Mr. Mason and Miss Deborah over there. Good morning. That Mason is some kind of cute, Laura. I saw him over on Instagram. And good morning to you, Sister Alexis and Sister Lachelle and Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion. Good morning to you, Sister Annalie Foote. Good morning, Mama. Good morning to you, Sister Angela Foote. God bless you this morning. Sister Kim Hawks. God bless you, Kim. Good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne, and Apostle Boatwright. Good morning to you. God bless you. And good morning to you, Brother Lewis, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D, Brother Dan. And good morning, Brother Mike Hawks. Good morning, sir, with that seven layer over there tempting me real bad, Brother Mike. And good morning to you, Brother Mike in Orlando. God bless you, sir. And good morning to you, Brother George West. God bless you, sir. Brother Justin Gilmore, good morning to you. And Brother Mark Marquez Griffin. Good morning to you, Brother Marquez. God bless each of you today. And I thank God for those that come through the podcast and the archives and take a listen every day to see what God is doing. And listen, if you want to call in to the show any weekday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., you'll call 619-639-4609. Again, that is 619-639-4609. And if you want to write me, you can write me at P.O. Box 8032, Fleming Island, Florida, 32003. Again, that's P.O. Box 8032, Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G, Fleming Island, Florida, 32003. Please forgive me, 32006. Yeah, and I know some mornings I don't give the number and the address out because I done got hyped up, but I try and do it every day, and I'm working on doing it every day, give the phone number to call into the show and give the address out. And we thank God today that he's an on-time God. He'll bring things back to our memory. And like the 30-day free, oh, go ahead. Oh, no, not this morning. I leave the phone on sometime because people call me for certain things, and it just may be an emergency, you know. And so I leave the cell phone on, and you might hear a ping, you might hear the dog bark and all of that, but I leave it on, you know. I might get a prayer request and different things. But we thank God this morning he's able to bless all of us with what we need. And y'all keep Dottie in prayer. I got a prayer request for Dottie, so we keeping Dottie in prayer, intercessors. And y'all lift me up today. If you get a chance, pray for me today. Yeah, but I feel better already. I'm telling you, I feel like running a marathon. God is able. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Yeah, and he's going to do what he said he would do. Yeah, we just got to keep looking up to him and grateful unto him. We tried to deliver the cake up to the nurse's station yesterday where my daughter is over at Mayo. And Nikki went over there to drop it off, and they told her the nurse name I gave her, which was Lindsay. She wasn't there. And I was intending for her just leave the cake. But the lady said she sent some guy down to get the cake, but they took too long. Nikki wasn't going to spend the night there waiting on them to come get no cake. So she went on. So today I'll go over and I get the cake from her. And when they come down there, I'm going to hand it to them through the window because they want that pound cake. That's that, I think that's that 7-Up pound. They want that. So I want them to have it because I'm that way. I don't have money, but I do have things, you know, myself sometimes that I can make that would bless people. Brownies, I might make a pasta salad for our office, a huge one for lunch. You know, I don't have money, but I can, or such as I have, here it is. Yeah, I can give you something good to eat. And that caused people to feel better because not everyone does this. Not everybody. My loved one in there, and are they real sick? I ain't got time to think on these nurses, but that's not the way I am. I think on the nurses, the doctor, the administration of the hospital, everybody. Because simply because my loved one is in there, I don't want all the sympathy and empathy and all of that. I think of these people that's working with them, what are they going through? They have families, children, you know, who died in their family from COVID, and they're still up there working to bring my daughter to where she needs to be. You see what I'm saying? Somebody's grandmother may be going through some other stuff going on in their personal life. And just a gift to them. And everybody getting the same gift. And we come to the lunchroom, we're able to cut some cake. My Dr. Marissa showed me that. Boy, look at here. Marissa got that fried chicken and them brownies. Woo-hoo! Marissa said, it's like my mama. We going to be free. I got to call her and check on her, too, because I've been talking to Dr. Moshe Reed. I have been talking to Marissa, and I don't want her to feel some kind of weight, but I'm going to call her today, make myself a note, call Marissa and check on her. Yeah, because that Marissa, but I stopped going into the doctor's office because of the COVID. I'm not a crazy now. And these people running the country, running up and down the road, going from place to place to get out the house and have something to do. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all can stay home, stay in your house. Please stay home. If you can, now, I'm just telling you the truth. If you can even quarantine yourself, do it. It's just going to help you and your family. I know children want to get out and run the street, and hey, I sent you to school, and when you come in this door, I need you to wash your hands, pull them clothes off, let me spray you down. Come on in here, and then we're going to have some fun things in the house that I don't have to keep taking you out in the public unless it's absolutely necessary. Now, God done sent us warning, and we ignoring it. Fly. Now, I can't fly on nobody's plane. I can't go nowhere. That's too close for comfort. I can't have no confidence sitting in your lap almost. No. And there's nothing out there so great I want that I'm going for. I'm not going to no restaurant. I'm not going to no pub. I'm going where I absolutely necessarily have to go. Yeah. Get in this truck, I'm spraying you down. And I already done sprayed the truck before you got in there. Yeah, because I don't need all that. Yeah, and I'm an older girl. So they told me to be extremely careful. And I plan on doing that. Wash them hands. And it's all right. And stay in the house if you can. Ain't nothing out there but trouble. I know you have to go to work, so spray yourself down, do what you got to do. Mask up, please, and get on to work. When I tell y'all this thing is real, this is no joke. I'm not playing with you now. That thing is no joke. And when God sent warning, we should take his heed. We should heed to his warning and not think we so bad. Yeah, I ain't going to get it. Okay, you'll be the first one. Put that mask on. And if you could stay 10 feet apart, stay 10 feet, not just 6. Cover your children. In this case, I would anoint some oil and anoint my children when they on their way before they leave there to my going to school. And I would stop and pray with them. The devil is a prince of the air. Yeah, so I wanted to share that. And we're moving right along. Let me see here. I sent a message over here. Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to that next song of the morning. And when we come back, if no one have anything they would like to say today, we would get out again early. I will pray us out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody say, I'm glad.
I
don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you. I don't look like what I've been through. Come on, Uncle Richard. Let's do it.
Look at me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bishop Richard White, Mr. Clean himself this morning. I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Why don't you look like it? Hallelujah. Good morning, Brother Frank. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Good morning, sister. I'm blessed and highly favored. Glad to be here this morning. Glad to hear the word. And I'm still chewing on those walnuts because they are good. If I had my real teeth, I would be, they'd have been gone. But I know now why they gave me false teeth for not to be able to preserve and really challenge and cherish the taste of the essence of something that's good. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's all good. I just wanted to say good morning to you and each and every one that's on the line. And God bless y'all and have a beautiful day. And I am getting ready to go out and do something I should have done several weeks ago, but I got to do it for the winter coming. I got to go out and take my glove and go around my pool real quick and make sure that all the calcium builds up is down, because I've been promising my sister I was going to do it for months, and now it's getting to be chilly. And I know I ain't going to go out there when it's chilly.
That's right.
So to God be all the glory, and I'm praying for you and your daughter and praying that God is making us recovery and each and every one that's out there that's in this world, and I'm with you. If you don't have to go, don't go. But if you do, do it with caution, the blood of Jesus, and do what they say. Mask up, gear up, glove up, spray up, do everything you need to do to go out there. Because you only get one shot at this, so make it good. As they say in the Army, when we was getting ready to do what we got to do, said 100 is going, but we don't think 100 is coming back. So the automatic, you know, you got to be careful. Stay alert and you won't get hurt. Amen.
Amen, Brother Frank. My thing is this, too. See, because you don't know who other people been around. You haven't been with
That's
them
right.
100% all day long. And be careful
yes.
with these children and these young folk, because they don't believe nothing. And they
yes.
forget it wide open doing whatever they want to do. And you go around them and pick that thing up and bring it to somebody else. So be careful out here.
I am, Sister Barbara, and I'm gonna tell you something right now. I've been careful, since 2019. Since 2019, there's been several family members of mine that gone on. Two brothers, a sister, a adopted mother, a auntie, and a whole slew full of other peoples. And the thing is, I'm trying to my best to be careful and stay careful and pray and continue. Because this is the time, if we ain't never prayed before, this is the time to get closer to God. Like that preacher you had on, it's time to get some me time with God. More time than we can think. And that's all good. Now, I need you to do me a favor. When you get a chance, if you find some sweet potatoes, now, not them yams, but them sweet potatoes like you sent me, I sure could use some, cause
okay.
I ain't eating out. Oh, I'm made my mind that some sweet potatoes. I remember when we used to have a fireplace. I ain't gonna be long, so we used to have the fireplace, and my mom and them used to put them sweet potatoes down in that fireplace, and when that brown syrup come out of it, we get it on the table, put some butter on it, and a biscuit, and that's a meal. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. My dad used to do that. He used to put them in the fireplace and rake the coals over. And Brother Frank,
yes.
I never knew how he knew when them potatoes was ready. But when he brought them out of that, when he brought them out the fireplace, they were done through and through. And we did the same thing: take them out, brush them off, split them open, and put that butter in them. Oh, it was ready
That's
to
right.
go.
That's good to go. That's a meal.
Yeah.
I tell you, everybody talking about, a vegetarian. I was a vegetarian and didn't even know it back in the day. So it ain't
okay.
nothing now to me, but just whatever I eat, I pray over it, and I bless, ask the Lord to bless it, and I'm moderate with it because I know that somebody out there don't have something. So I'm looking forward to making sure somebody gets something of
yeah.
quality. I don't never forget that one, sister. And I'm
Amen.
Still searching and looking and doing things to make sure that I'll be able to help God's kingdom the best I know how.
Amen. Amen, Brother Frank. God bless you. God bless you. Brother Louis, say,
yes.
Hey, Brother Frank.
Oh, tell Brother Louis, hold down Ocala. And I'm trying to hold down Las Vegas. And we, two great minds, is at a great work and doing a great task. So God bless you, brother. It's all good. All the time.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. But that's what we're doing. And being
yes.
careful and running this race with patience. And I know the young people, they old. They want to be in the house. No, I don't want to be in here. I have things I could be out doing. I have places I could be going. But
right.
safety is in my mind. And I want to stay safe. And I'm
Amen.
In. If God send me out, I go. Now, I go like today. I got to go get the cake and deliver it over there to them people. But guess what? Afterwards, I don't have to be out there. I'm coming home. Got more than
mm-hmm.
I needed. Got food, got TV, YouTube, any kind of tube I want. And the reason I mentioned YouTube is because I get all of those movies that I like, Jeremiah and Noah and all of that. And then Nikki turned me on to, I had it and I watched it every now and then, but Nikki turned me on to Tubia. And I watched that, found some old movies that I had been looking for, and I found one. They wanted an arm and 13 legs for it. I said, no, I won't
I'm
buy
telling
it.
You.
Yeah. So I found it over there for free, and I watch it as much as I want to for free. Yeah. And so I have more than I need. If I wanted to watch Netflix, I got that. Voodoo, Hulu, I got all of that. I don't need nothing else. CDs, DVDs, my phone, the computer, I got more than I need. So I'm comfortable in here. If I want to cook something, I can cook me something. If I want to grill something, I can go out back and grill me something, you know? And I'm just happy right here where I am. And I thank God for it.
I tell you what, sister, you don't know. But I tell you, please send me the one that you can get them free old movies. Because they want an arm and a leg for some of the movies I be wanting to see. And I don't know why they charging for them, because they out there. And ton of classics don't put them out no more. But I love them old movies, and I love them biblical movies, and all those other movies. Now, I don't know. I might have all of them there on my TV. I just don't know how to get them yet. That Tulu and Hulu and but I know I got YouTube, and when I say free movies, it come up, and because I've been looking at that Fighting CB, I want to look at something else now instead of Fighting CB. I done seen it so much, I know John Wayne's full line.
Okay.
Yes, I love them old movies. I like them James Cagney, George Raff, Humphrey Bogart, and Arden Murphy, I'm all them old movies. I'm saying, like, I hope I get a good one today, because, see, when I'm listening to them, I have seen them, so I almost know they do a lot of talking and not a lot of shooting and banging, and I don't know what's going on. So it's all good. Okay, I am finished. God bless you. Oh, Sister Sion, Brother Louis, Brother Anthony, and all the rest of the people, Sister Jerry, and everybody else. God bless you. Oh, by the way, was Sister Linda affected with the storm up in New York?
I don't know. I haven't heard from her. But, Lua, have you heard from her? I hit her up today, though. Mm-hmm. I sure will.
Okay.
I will hit her
all
up
right.
today.
God bless you. I love you. And I'll be on tomorrow, God's willing. Amen.
All right. And, Brother Frank, I'm sending that to you right now. And then I will send you email what I hear from Sister Linda.
Okay, then. God bless you. That'll work.
All right.
God bless you. I'll send you a text on something as well today, okay?
Okay.
Be looking for it.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Got to keep up with my sister.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm going to call Marissa, and I'm going to check on Sister Linda today in New York. Because that's a good thing, but Frank reminded me to do that. I mute your mic, but Frank, I sent you the Tubia email, and I sent you the link, so you can just click on it, and all of those are free movies, all of them, T-U-B-I, every one of them, and they've got some old movies on there, you know, but folk things got, Brother Frank, Brother Lewis say she's fine, because, they send each other stuff every day. There's a post on YouTube about growing your own sweet taters in a bucket. Okay, Brother Louis, you're going to make me grow me some in a bucket. Let me get me a Georgia tater over here. And if I don't get a Georgia tater, let me get a Carolina tater over here. I'm going to take one of them and put it in some soil and see what I get from that. Because I love a sweet potato. I got one already roasted in there right now. Love them sweet potatoes. And I try not to eat too many of them because some days, you know, my mind said, well, you know, if you put a little butter in a and an egg and, you know, you put a little flour in this sugar and, you know, you put some allspice and a little vanilla in this and mix it up right, go on and pour it in a pie shell, you got you a potato pie. So I try to be careful with them. Okay, he said the vine is pretty. I'm going to try that plant a sweet potato in a bucket. I'm sure going to try, Brother Louis, because I got some buckets out back. Might have a couple in the garage. Yeah, I'm going to plant me some sweet potatoes in a bucket. I'm going to plant more than one and see what it brings me. Yeah, I want to plant, wanted to plant tomatoes too, but I think you do them in the spring. But it's turning cooler. You know, the weather should be getting cooler. And that's when sweet potatoes usually are at their best. Yeah, in certain things, you know. In the summer, certain things, fall, winter, you know, certain things are better. But all right, if no one else have anything they would like to say, Sister Jerry, if you want me to open your mic again, just send me a message and say yes, and I will open your mic up if you have something you would like to say, because earlier we opened her mic so that I could get to hear if we had sound this morning. And so she was able to tell me we had sound. And I was blessed. I was blessed. And all those over on Facebook that heard my prayer request and praying for me, oh, God bless her. God bless her. And we just get asked for boldness at the throne of grace. Be still and know that he is God. This scripture proclaims the power and security of God. He is all, knows all, and control all. Stand and trust him. And he rejoiced in and through, what did she say? And through the storm, he is with you. Hold to his hand, blessed in love, Pastor Lady Richardson. Yeah, that's the First Lady Sean Richardson. Yeah, her husband, Pastor Richardson, was the pastor of a church in Fairbanks, Alaska. And I used to go down there. Yeah. And, I enjoyed them. I enjoyed them, too. And he used to say, no, she's ashamed of you. She won't talk to you. I'm like, what's wrong with her? He was like, I don't know. You better talk to her. Oh, he was something serious. Yeah, I loved Pastor Richardson. And there were quite a few there that I was fond of. God blessed me real good to befriend these people. And some of them, we still friends today, you know, following each other on Facebook and different places. So I'm thankful. All right, no one else have anything they would like to say? Let's pray. And we pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another episode of Jesus in the Morning. And tomorrow we may be talking about COVID-19, the vaccine, and how does it affect you long term. And the latest research on vaccine side effects, you know, and what are the long-term side effects. So we're going to be talking about that tomorrow morning. But Lou, I'm going to get them sweet potatoes in that bucket. Yes, sir. I like that. Yeah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. We thank you for your word today, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, Father. It's a light unto our path. And forever, oh God, thy word is settled in heaven. And Father, I thank you so much that you are not like man. Father, I thank you today that you love us unconditionally. And that, Father, you look beyond fault and yet meet needs. We thank you this morning that you're on our side. And your word says, if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. And Father, today, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we have to do, you're yet on our side. You're yet for us. And Lord, even if the world says no, if you says yes, that's what it's going to be. And we thank you today for casting our cares upon you, for you careth for us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father, most of all, we thank you for your love. Hallelujah. Oh, we give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Father, for all you've done for us, what you're doing right now and what you're going to do. And as we depart this morning again, Father, bless our going out, bless our coming in, and meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory, by your Son, Christ Jesus. Father, you own everything and everybody, and there's nothing too hard for you to do. We ask today that, Lord, you would meet every need in the name of Jesus. We thank you again, Father. We give you the glory again. We give you all honor and all praise, for you are more than worthy. Hallelujah. We ask it all again in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee, while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. And that is September the 14th, 2021. Look at that. Woo-wee. We heading on into the holidays right quick, right quick. I'm right here.
In my